Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to our Parenthood Podcast, where we have conversations on principles and practical things about parenting, marriage, and family life. This is Dennis.
And this is Tammy. We are a family on a mission to see other families flourish. Our Parenthood Podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
Hello everyone and welcome sa pagbabalik ng Our Parenthood Podcast. But today I go solo and Tammy's not here. But as you all guys know, for the past 2 months, I have been sick. Tammy's been taking good care of me. So I think she deserves a vacation. Naawa ata nanay niya, tatay niya. So nilibre siyang magbakasyon, no? At iwan po ako dito sa bahay with some of our kids because may pasok po yung anak ko, no? Hanggang Thursday. Grabe, Thursday pumasok pa. No, but really glad to be back here on this podcast and hopefully we can dish out more content that would help you not just in your parenting but also in your leadership and in life in general. So thank you once again for those who have been listening to our podcast and I know some of you are saying, kailan na yung susunod na episode? Sorry talaga, but at least we're back now. I'm in good shape again. Next week, I'll be going back to the hospital for my MRI again. Hopefully my last MRI so that they could see if meron pa bang sakit sa likod ko or wala, o kung may infection pa o wala. But good news, as of now, there's no more pain in my back and I'm really raring to go back at full strength this coming week after the MRI. So, grabe, no? 40 plus pa lang ako, naka-apat na MRI na ako in just 2 months' time. Iba rin pala yung experience talaga noon. No? So, to everyone who's watching and listening, please take good care of your health. No, hindi nila alam, nothing conclusive sa aking sakit. All I knew was tinaman ako ng bacteria. And maybe it's because of a low immune system that I had. I'm not sure why, but that happened for a reason, for something. But I'm thankful to the Lord for those who have prayed for me, for those who stand with us as a family, for those who supported us. Kilala nyo na kung sino kayo. Maraming salamat sa inyo. Thank you very much for yung sinasabi nga namin sa podcast, no, yung neighborhood namin. Thank you so much to our neighbors who continually prays and supports us in every way, in any which way that you do. Thank you very much. So our last podcast episode was when Tammy and I had a talk and we were talking about how to design your life. And I just want to continue on that conversation tonight, maybe with some contents and some pwede nating batuhan. So ibig sabihin, gusto ko na mag-comment kayo para makatulong din sa mga podcast listeners natin on how we can be able to design our lives this year. Right? So, ayan. Thank you sa mga nakikinig ngayon, no? sa aming lahat. Okay. So let me start, no? I think designing your life involves creating a plan for your future based on your goals, your values, your aspirations. And I'd like to start off by sharing around 6 steps you can take to design your life this year. No? And again, when you design your life, what you're saying is that I'm creating a plan for the future, not for yesterday, but for tomorrow. No, it's my desired outcome in life. No? I remember having lunch with somebody and he was having this big problem because of certain decisions that he has made. And there are certain things that he can do to change the outcome of his life. And I told him, I think you know what to do, yet are you willing to do it? Because if you're not, you're going to remain in that state for maybe 10, 15 more years if nothing happens. If you don't change anything, then it's going to be the same for you. So it's like, are you willing to make that change? And the person said, it's quite hard to make that change. But I said, but do you want to remain in that state? Because if you won't change, the state you're in won't change. So natawa siya, no? Kasi he actually knew that he needed to change. He knows that there are certain things that I needed to do so that I won't remain in this state of sadness and problems in my life. But are you willing to take that step of faith and say, let me make those changes? And that's where I come in. And this is really my desire and to really coach and help people design their life. No, I'm a pastor by profession And I think I do this as a side hustle, really just to help people design their lives in a way that would bring them to flourishing and a level of fulfillment in their lives. No. So tonight, let me give you 6 short steps lang, kasi free coaching session naman to, okay? On how you can jumpstart designing your life. Number one is to define your goals. Okay, kailangan mo define yung goals mo. Start by identifying what you want to achieve in life. You have to write down your short-term and your long-term goals. No? Short-term could be 1 year. Long-term goals could be 3 to 5 years. Or maybe even your dream of the future, how you want the future to be. You've got to define those goals. No? Si Stephen Covey sabi niya, begin with the end in mind. No? Like, I'll give you an example. For my marriage, my goal is to be married friends with Tammy till we're really old. That means I need to pour in the investments now of dating her, talking to her. Kaya marami kaming processing ni Tammy, no? As you guys would know if you follow our podcast. It's because it is our goal to be married friends. That's a long-term goal. And because of that goal, I've now made plans. Now, you have to be very specific about what you want to achieve when you're putting down your goals in life. Hindi pwedeng, basta gusto ko masaya ako. Masayang ano? Basta gusto ko mayaman ako. Mayaman ka pero malungkot. Anong gusto mong yaman? Kano kayaman? Right? Or you want to achieve a certain level of success. What does that mean for you? You've got to define those goals. Right? And that's how you design. By first looking at the goals that you want. Okay? So define your goals. Number one. Number two, very important, is to identify your values. Alamin mo anong importante sa'yo. Values means, hindi yan yung ano, no, good conduct and values, no. But values means what's important, what truly matters to me. Identify those values. Different families have different values, different people have different values. Think about what is important to you and what motivates you. Your values can guide your decisions and help you stay on track towards your goals. Right? So you've got to be clear about those values because that would motivate you to now design your life accordingly. So kung clear yung values mo, let me give you an example. Integrity could be a value. Like for us, one of our family values is that we would live our mission courageously. In short, we will take risks in achieving those goals and missions. We would take daunting what seems like daunting tasks, knowing that God will help us, and we would dream big and have bigger visions in life. Those are values that we have. We value our relationship with God. We value creating family memories. So with those values that we've embraced as a family, it would now help us guide our decisions and help us stay on track towards those goals that we've made. Okay? So once you define your goals, number two, you have to identify your values. What are your values? Take time to write down the values that you have. No? Pwedeng value ko compassion, value ko integrity, value ko faith, you know, what's important to you. Value ko financial security, value ko gusto ko yung legacy ko would be this or that. No, you now identify those values. Okay. Now that you have your values and your goals, specific goals, which we are in the middle of writing our book manuscript now. We're almost there. It's, I think, around 70-75% done. But in our book, we would now teach you how to write down your goals. We won't have time to do it here in this podcast, but you go, once the book comes out, go buy that book now. So define your goals, identify your values, and once you have those, go to step number 3, which is to develop a plan. Okay, create a plan to achieve them. Okay, this is very important, no? Break down your goals into smaller, achievable steps and create a timeline for achieving them. Again, I'll give you an example. No, October 7 last year, you know, for the longest time, my weight was going from 195 to 198. At pag nag-fasting, nagwa 193, di ba, 190. So it just moves there. And I could not even break 190 pounds. And then when it's Christmas, I go 198, 199, sometimes 200. I said, I can't live this way. I made a promise to my wife more than 8, 9 years ago that I will lose weight, and I haven't achieved that goal. Why? Because I've not defined it. I just told my wife, I told myself, gusto kong pumayat, pero di ko magawa. All right, I want to lose weight. But it was not specific. It was not measurable. It's just, I just want to lose weight. But then my value then was just food was more important than health. I had to change my value system. I need to go and say, health should be my value. And nung na-hospital ako, mas lalong importante that health really just affirmed that it's very important that my health should be part of my value system more than food. And so now I have to develop a plan. So last October, as a birthday gift to myself, for the first time, I got a coach. A coach to help me stick to a plan, make a plan, and develop a plan. I did calorie counting. I did exercises almost 4 times a week. And stick to the plan. Just stick to the plan. In fact, sa totoo lang, I paid the coach just so that I would have an accountability partner. I know the plans. I know the exercise he wants me to do. But I never get to do it. But now because of a plan, I was able to stick to it. And I've lost 20 pounds because of that plan. Kaya marami nag-akala, uy, pumayat ka na nagkasakit. In the hospital, I lost 5 pounds. But prior to that, I've already lost 20 pounds. So you have to develop a plan. Now that I cannot exercise again, I have to go back in developing a plan wherein I can still lose weight and eat healthy and live a longer life even without exercise because of my back infection. So create smaller. So now I do calorie counting. I have an Excel file and I do calorie counting. I made it into smaller achievable steps. And there was a timeline that by December, I will hit this weight. And I was able to achieve them, right? So my plan, you can't just say, oh, these are my goals, these are my values, but you don't have a plan. For single people who might be listening to this, you can't just say, I want to be rich or I want to start a business. Like, define your goal. What does it mean to be rich for you? How much money do you want by the end of the year? What business are you planning to make? What values would you have if you're going to start a company? Write those down so that you can develop a plan to make it happen. Then create smaller, achievable steps and create a timeline for achieving them. Now that you go to step number 3, let's go to step number 4, is to focus on your strengths. Focus on your strengths. I cannot overemphasize this truth. Filipinos tend to focus on their weakness. Mahina ako sa math. So talagang pag-aaralan ko yan. Magaling ako sa sales, pero mahina ako sa math. Focus on sales. Hire someone to do the math. Okay? Focus on your strength. Kung mag-asawa kayo, if you're married, both of you have different strengths and weaknesses. You can be good partners. But focus on what you're good at so that when there are challenges, your strength would contribute to solving problems. If you have the money and the capital in life, hire your weakness. So identify your strengths and use them to your advantage. This can help you achieve your goals more easily and enjoy the process along the way. You're enjoying the process of designing your life because you're focusing on your strength. Like I know my strength, my 2 top strengths that gives me joy and passion is organizational leadership. I love running teams. I love running an organization, finding problems and solving them. Right? And number 2 is to teach. I love teaching. That's why my staff meeting, I have a teaching moment because that's a strength that I have. And I love looking for problems that I need to solve. So now I get to enjoy the process of my work every day while I'm focusing on my strength. Now, if I focus on my weakness, it drains me. I'm not saying I just let go of my weaknesses, but I learn how to manage my weakness. Okay, so focus on your strength. Number 4. Number 5 is you have to stay flexible. Remember, when you're designing your life, you have to put in mind life is unpredictable. So it's important to remain flexible and adjust your plan as needed. We've learned that during the pandemic. You've got your plans laid out. COVID hit. Life is unpredictable. That's why you have to stay flexible. Be open to new opportunities and willing to make changes if necessary. Good example was when I was setting this up, I wanted to have a TikTok Live and a Facebook Live, and I have my GarageBand. I'm in Facebook, I'm in GarageBand, but TikTok now changed their life, and I needed to be approved. And there were certain things that I need to do so that I could go live. I had to download the link, and which I could not do for tonight. It means that the system changed again, algorithms would change. I think you all know that if you're on social media, that's why you have to remain flexible. What was viable before could be viable 2 years ago, might not work now, right? E-commerce have changed in just 1 year's time. Right? Companies that are strong during the pandemic are now closing down. Stay flexible because life is unpredictable. Be open because there are new opportunities all the time. So ang labanan ngayon is being adaptable and flexible when it comes to changes. Because change is going to be very constant. It's going to be really fast. So when you're designing, make room to be flexible. Hindi pwedeng, ito na to, till I'm really, really old, this is what I'll do. No. You've got to study changes, study trends, and sabi nga nila yung law of the trend, no? Kung may trend na darating, be the first one. Be the first one there. Yan. Sabi ni Julia, be agile. Right. Be very, very agile as you design. And lastly, ito baka ayaw nyo. Take action. Execute. Okay. A lot of people, they do it all in their mind, but they never execute. It's all here. And they think, if it's in my mind, it's okay. It's not. You have to take action. Take action towards your goals. Don't let fear or self-doubt hold you back. This is going to be your enemy, yourself. Fear to fail, fear to be rejected, fear that I'm making the wrong decision. Please, okay? Fight fear. Fight fear with the faith that God has given you. Fight self-doubt. There's, as sabi ni Seth Godin, there's going to be a lizard in your brain that would always tell you, you can't do it. It's not going to work. And that's why I told you earlier, start with small steps and build momentum towards achieving your dreams. Start small. Don't start too big, right? The bigger you start, the bigger the louder, the bigger the fall. So start small. Then build your momentum. Build character. As you're designing, right? Start somewhere. The key word is start. Start something towards achieving your dreams. Execute, execute, execute. So let me review the 6 steps. Define your goals. Identify your values. Develop a plan. Focus on your strengths. Stay flexible. And take action. Okay, let me end. Remember, designing your life is a continuous process. It's going to require you to have an ongoing reflection, going into deep thinking and deep work. It's going to require you to adjust and be agile, and it will require you to take action. But I believe with persistence, with a positive faith attitude, you can create a life that aligns with your values and that would bring you happiness, fulfillment, and flourishing. And that's my prayer for you, that you would experience that as you design your life this year. And just like how we end every podcast, I'd like to pray for you. I'd like you to flourish this year, but it first takes you sitting down and designing your life. Let's bow down our heads, let's pray. Father, we thank you that for everyone who's listening to this podcast. Lord, I know there is that dream and that desire to achieve the goals that we have. And it takes us sitting down and designing our lives, wrestling with you, asking you, Lord, what do you want me to do this year? I pray, Lord, that the goals that we will be writing down, Lord, would be aligned to your values and your dream and your heart. Lord, that you would guide us along the way as we develop our plan, as we, Lord, even as we use our God-given strength. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you give us, Lord, the courage, Lord, to live this life fully. Lord, taking risks. At the same time, being agile, because we know life is unpredictable, Lord. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that we would not just be all planning, but we would take action. Lord, you said in your word, faith without works is dead. So I pray, Lord, that we would be men and women of action. Lord, I pray for families and couples who might be listening to this. Lord, even as they design their family, design the values of their family, I pray that you would make clear to them what you want to do in their families. I pray for fruitful lives this coming year. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, thank you very much, guys. If this has helped you a lot, if this has blessed you, please do like, share, and please rate our Spotify. Laking tulong yan sa amin. It would spread the word when people interact with our podcast. We would greatly appreciate that. And if you could share this to your friends, share this podcast and say, you know, there's this good podcast. Kalebel to nila, ano, Skypod, no? Yan, si Dennis at saka si Tammy, our parenthood podcast. Please share it to your friends and your family. So God bless you guys and hope to see you in our next episode. God bless!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.